So, in light of the coronavirus, COVID-19, many festivals have been cancelled, many music occasions have been cancelled, and a lot of people are just finding themselves without work. A lot of us in entertainment don't have work gigs at the moment. Gigs are cancelled, and it's like, oh my God,
what am I going to do?
What's happening? You know? Even award ceremonies are being cancelled as well.
You know, the radio awards.
Exactly. The radio awards are online. And speaking of online, there is an arts festival that has also decided to incorporate their festival online.
Like a whole festival.
An entire festival that will be taking place online. So the National Arts Festival is going completely digital as COVID-19 continues to restrict the arts industry. So they will go down in our history as the first ever virtual edition of the arts festival. So as many festivals and visual media production schedules have been postponed due to the growing number of reported corona cases, South African actor Rob van Vuuren has expressed anxiety about his stream of income, as with the rest of us. And on Sunday, obviously, President Cyril Ramaphosa declared a national state of disaster, prohibiting gatherings of more than 100 people, as well as implementing domestic and international travel restrictions. So based on the ban on major events and travel recommendations with regards to travel and the use of public transport, the annual arts festival was unable to proceed in a traditional manner. But by going virtual, the festival can continue to support artists and the arts in 2020 by presenting work within a digital space. So the National Arts Festival made a statement on Tuesday, and this is what they said. They said, "We've decided to do something bold and something we have never done before. From the 25th of June to the 5th of July 2020, the National Arts Festival will be going completely virtual for the full 11 days of amazing." And they said, "This way we can share some magic and hope with those who may still be confined in their homes, an opportunity to connect when we are being asked to distance ourselves from one another." So arts depend on festivals like ours to generate an income through selling tickets, getting their work seen and talked about locally and internationally, and networking with their peers. But rather than cancel, we aim to create a new opportunity for artists and audience alike to celebrate the arts and to create an accessible platform for artists to share their work. I think this is brilliant because it not only gives them national access but international access as well. If it is digital, you know, as opposed to having to buy tickets. People that are in an international space won't be able to buy tickets to come and see the arts that exist in South Africa.